UN Palestinian schools continue to glorify terror despite promise otherwise. By Deborah Brand on February 17, 2021. Palestinian schools run by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, to which the Biden administration has promised to restore funding, still teach insightful content against Israel. Lessons include condemning its recent peace agreements with Arab countries, erasing Israel from all maps and glorifying terrorism, a new report by an Israeli watchdog showed. In January, the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education, Impact Say, an Israeli watchdog that analyzes Palestinian textbooks, found that the new textbooks produced by the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, were rife with problematic content that contradicts stated UN values. Children were given mathematics problems using martyrs from the First Intifada to formulate equations, told to defend the motherland with blood, and told the lie that Israel dumps radioactive and toxic waste on purpose in the West Bank in order to harm Palestinians. UNRWA, which serves millions of Palestinian refugees in the West Bank, Gaza, Syria, Lebanon and elsewhere in the Middle East, promised that the issue had been resolved and that the material in question had not been in use since November. However, on Wednesday, the watchdog released a new report showing that school material distributed after November continued to glorify violence. Impact Say said. A spelling exercise created by UNRWA condemns peace and normalization agreements between Israel and Arab states. Another exercise describes pieces of corpses being dispersed throughout city streets to teach grade 9 spelling. Israel, a UN member state, is solely referred to as the enemy or the occupation and is erased from maps of the region. Senior government officials from donor countries accepted UNRWA's assertion the material was no longer being used without conducting independent inquiries into the matter. Germany, UNRWA's largest donor, said it welcomes the fact that UNRWA has independently uncovered the problem and reacted promptly. UK Minister for the Middle East and North Africa, James Cleverly, stated, UNRWA has reported that these materials are no longer circulated and are not used in current lessons. The issue was rectified by November 2020. Impact Say CEO, Marcus Scheff, called on donor countries to ask much more pointed questions of UNRWA if they want to stop financing this ongoing hate teaching. UNRWA's promises about removing the hateful content have been repeated in good faith by governments around the world, he said. Sadly, as this research shows, this is simply not the case, he added. The Biden administration last month said it would reinstate aid to UNRWA, which the Trump administration cut. The UN agency, which drew international criticism last year after a leaked internal report alleged corruption, sexual misconduct and mismanagement at the agency's highest levels, was also found to be employing members of terror organizations in the past. Breitbart News previously exposed an UNRWA summer program that was indoctrinating Palestinian children to hate Jews by exposing them to videos denying the Holocaust and pictures celebrating Hitler. The UN itself released a report in 2015 that found Palestinian terror groups used three empty UNRWA schools in Gaza as a weapons cache. Moreover, it said that in at least two cases terrorists probably fired rockets at Israel from the schools during the 50-day summer conflict in 2014 between Israel and Hamas.